Black skimmers are birds whose populations are dwindling. They come back every year to nest on Indian shores. During nesting season, their life is tougher. The biggest enemies of these birds are humans. Michelle Simino, a spokesperson for the Suncoast Seabird Sanctuary, says last month, a film crew damaged black skimmer nest on Shelkey Island while they were filming.
And a helicopter came down really low and scared the colony, and somehow some of the eggs got broken. Colony was definitely disturbed. I'm not sure at this point what kind of recovery has been made, but it has definitely affected the success of that colony.
The nest disturbance on Shelkey Island remains under investigation, and volunteers keep an eye on the colony behind the sanctuary on Indian shores. This one is one of the largest colonies in Pinellas County. The birds have scraped out small shallow nests in the sand where they have laid their eggs. Simono helps to watch over this colony.
Well, as you can see, we love our birds here at the Suncoast Seabird Sanctuary. We've got one of the largest colonies here. I believe the last count was over 300. As you can see, we've got some adorable, cute baby chicks running all over the place.
The sand-colored freckled chicks and eggs face predators, gulls, crows, and humans. As the human population took over the beaches, these birds have faced even more danger.
Yes, as you can see, there's trash that is blown into the area. There's one nest right now that has a bottle over the top of it. Also, there was a unsecure chair that was left on the beach overnight, and it blew into the colony. These are the type of things that we just ask our neighbors to be mindful of. Please pick up the trash. Don't leave things on the beach overnight. Be considerate of all living creatures that we share this beach with.
This colony is a couple of steps from the water. If the oil spill or tar boils were to hit this beach, it would wipe out colonies along the shore.
We've got shorebirds, it's baby season, all up and down the coast. So yes, oil is definitely affecting our nesting and shorebirds and the babies that are being born right now. Not only just birds, but turtles and all kinds of sea life and shore life.
According to Simono, some of the volunteers and staff are rescuing birds in the panhandle. And during nesting season, the sanctuary needs more volunteers.
We've had some responders up there for a little over 3 weeks now. They're doing some great work. Of course, it's put a little stress on us here at the Suncoast Seabird Sanctuary. We're in the middle of our busiest season, and we've had to send some of our greatest folks up there. But we want to do everything we can, you know, to help out.
Even though Indian Shores is heavily populated and small, black skimmers feel at home at the Seabird Sanctuary for 4 years. These birds keep coming back to Indian Shores, so what the volunteers are calling hangs around the skimmers turned into a tradition. Bird stewards are protecting this nesting area, but they need more volunteers on this 4th of July.
Policemen have been hired. The Audubon has a large group of people that will come out and join us. Suncoast Seabird Sanctuary volunteers and staff come on out, and we do the hands around the skimmers. And we protect these because what happens is the fireworks go off, and all, of course, the adult skimmers get very scared, and they fly off, and they stay away for quite a while.
The fireworks frighten the birds, which will take off, exposing the nests and endangering the eggs and the chicks.
The little baby chicks, which are a week or 2 or 3 weeks old, you know, they're very, very small. They start scampering and running every which way. They don't know what to do. So we stand around the barrier that you see here, around the rope, and we just carefully shoo them in and we keep them in the protected area.
Volunteers hold hands to protect the baby chicks from larger predators too.
Because once again, something that humans are doing out here on the beach is kind of encroaching in on something that they have done for many hundreds and thousands of years, and so we just want to try to give back and give a little protection.
The Suncoast Seabird Sanctuary requests that volunteers arrive by 5 in the afternoon on Sunday and bring an umbrella and sunscreen. You can learn more on our website wmnf.org/news. Andrea Lipka reporting for WMNF News from Indian Shores.